Catch up to date with our emergency triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Very good news for Davis County drivers, where we had three left lanes blocked to traffic northbound I-15 at Layton Parkway, causing just a mess of the Davis County drive on I-15. All lanes are now open. Now, traffic is starting to move through again, but because you have a parking lot back to the Highway 89 split and then more regular delays back to Centerville, still going to take quite some time for these delays to clear out. We still have the closure in place eastbound SR 201 and SR 202 at 102nd West. Len Thomas.
Southbound I-15 starting to see a higher volume and slower traffic from downtown to the south interchange and a slow roll to Sandy and again in Draper. Over the point of the mountain, southbound I-15 slow from the top of the point to the main street in Lee. High. On the 215 West Belt, you've got a crash near 1900 South with the left lane closed. The traffic jammed up to the I-80 North interchange to 21st South and beyond now. And the KSL traffic trooper reporting that crash in Stansbury on SR 36 has traffic backed a couple of miles onto westbound I-80. Mark?
You got northbound delays that continue in the valley between Sandy and Midvale, then again from South Salt Lake to the North interchange. Along the way, 215 at the North End and Legacy, very heavy. KSL traffic trooper Rachel says, forget about a Highway 89. Delays, extremely heavy Lagoon to Layton, and the side streets in Farmington are very slow as well in Davis County. Fresh mountain air, a scenic drive, and famous Raspberry Shakes. The 11th annual Bear Lake Parade of Homes now over Memorial Day and the following weekend. Purchase tickets at BearLakeParade.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.